Let's start with the Calgary Stampeders today because they're in a little bit of a pickle when it comes to their receivers. Now, it's a problem that they would like to have, and it's a problem they haven't really had for a long time, in that they've got a lot of healthy bodies all of a sudden, and it's impossible to get all of their American receivers into the game and make sure they all make it on the depth chart. What's your read on this Calgary Stampeders receiver situation right now?
Yeah, so Dave Dickinson was asked about it after practice and obviously not willing to disclose much there. It looked like DeVaris Daniels wasn't getting a ton of reps today, but it's still a big question mark. I don't think they're going to roll with four internationals. I mean, that some had talked about that as a possibility if they could change up their ratio.
They'd have to mess with their ratio elsewhere, yeah. Right? They'd have to either mess with it on the O-line or in the secondary. Like they'd have to mix things up in terms of the regular starters.
Yeah, and the O-line would probably be the spot. I mean, that's what we've seen in the past. But so far from what I've seen, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think there's going to be one or two receivers that are healthy and probably should be on there on any good football team and that are going to be sitting this week. So my sense of it is Eric Rogers plays, Chris Matthews plays, and Marquise Ambles has been a really big part of blowing the snow outside the door right now. Marquise Ambles has been a really big part of what the Stamps have been doing in practice all week.
Well, and I mean, look, I know that DeVaris Daniels was one of their top receivers before he went down with that broken collarbone, but when you've got a little bit more continuity and a little bit more familiarity at this point with guys like Matthews and Ambles, you can understand why those guys would stay in, right?
Yeah, you understand, and they're good players. I mean, Dave Dickinson was asked yesterday, does it matter? Does it play into the situation that DeVaris Daniels has played in big games before? And he's become known in his career as a big game player. He did it in college.
Absolutely.
He said, yeah, it matters, and that'll be considered. But at the same time, the guys that are in there now are playing really well. And for me, when I watch and I think of it, Chris Matthews is so good. And for him being away as long as he was in the NFL, I've forgotten how physically dominant a receiver he can be. But you put him one-on-one and you put a ball up there, he's going to come down with it more often than not. And he's already shown that in his first month here. And you can say the same for Eric Rogers. So having those two guys on the field, Rogers, we don't know how the knee is and if he's 100%, but he seems to look pretty good out there. Having those two guys on the field creates a lot of issues for opposing defenses. And Ambles, yeah, Bo's had a lot of familiarity with him now, and they seem to be getting more comfortable. So I'm sure Bo will have quite a say in what happens there, but those are the three that I would think they'll be leaning on this week.
Yeah, and I know that Bo has really started to like the chemistry forming with Chris Matthews, so that is definitely something that I would watch for in this game on Sunday afternoon. How do the Stampeders slow down Andrew Harris, who's coming off an outstanding marquee performance against the Riders in the West Division semi?
Well, that's the question, and a lot of it has to do, for me, the big aspect in it is game script. And the thing that got Andrew Harris going last week, he didn't have a good first half, 27 rushing yards in the first half. He was a non-factor, really, in the Western semifinal against the Riders. What changed was in the second half, the Bombers were able to continue to play with the lead and hand him the ball over and over and over again, and eventually that's going to burn you. And Andrew Harris is going to make something happen. He's too physical and too dominant of a running back. One thing I found out this week that was interesting, we've sort of been tracking it all year in our stats department here, but the Bombers won 10 games this year. All 10 of them, they led after the third quarter. 9 out of 10, they led after every quarter in the game. So that's the kind of team the Bombers have been. When they're able to play with the lead, they can dictate how they play. And that means getting Andrew Harris the ball in a lot of ways, handoffs, screens, they get the ball to, they like to go to Dressler on the sweeps. There's a lot that they can do, but they need to be playing with the lead to make that happen. So for the Stamps, the big thing for them is going to be not playing from behind, because if they can take Andrew Harris out of the game by leading, that's an indication things will go their way.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Bombers. When you take a look at this Winnipeg team, they finally won a playoff game under Mike O'Shea, and they earned their way into number 3 in the West Division. What is the biggest reason behind Winnipeg's success this year?
Hard to pick one because the defense started a little bit slowly and needed to be a lot better. And it felt like that win, it's put up 30 points. They blew out Edmonton at Commonwealth there later in the season. That was sort of a game that turned the tide for that secondary. So that's been big. And the play of the defense has allowed them to, like I was saying previously, play with the lead and be more conservative. Matt Nichols throws the ball less than any other quarterback in the CFL. The Bombers throw it 30 times a game, and they run the ball 42% of their plays. That is the most in the league.
Yeah.
So them being able to play conservative, to not force things, to lean on their defense, that's been a huge factor in what they've been doing. Also, you ask anyone here in Calgary, the first thing they'll say about the Bombers and that offense, it's not about Andrew Harris, it's about the O-line. They say the O-line is what powers that offense, and it's been a stellar group. They've had continuity and health unlike any other offense in the CFL. The numbers are very impressive when you think 90 possible starts for that five-man front. They've started 86 of them. So that
wow.
Continuity is huge. Three all-stars there. It's a talented group, and that's the strength of that offense. That's the backbone.